Three new Star Trek series ideas. I am by no means a Trekkie. I don't go to conventions or cosplay. I didn't watch the original Shatner and Nimoy Star Trek series. I did, though, really like Star Trek The Next Generation. I have secondhand watched. Now, if you're unfamiliar with that term, please go back to my last blog and read that post to see the definition. I have secondhand watched Deep Space Nine and Voyager. They're all very campy shows, but if you look a little deeper, the space problems were thinly veiled social problems that us Earthlings were having. The shows just replace human races and alien species to make their point. There are many versions of Star Trek. They include movies, series, sequels, prequels. Some are set on space stations, some are set in other galaxies. The one thing that all Star Treks have in common is that the storyline follows the captain and his or her crew. Granted, there have been some supporting roles featured that are non-management. Like Neelix, he was a Talaxian, and he was a cook in Star Trek Voyager. Or Quark, a Ferengi that ran the bar in Deep Space Nine. Although it can be argued that when Neelix became popular on the show, he was given a promotion to ambassador. Which brings me to my point. I want to see a Star Trek series that is only about a blue-collar crew. I would love to see the everyday folks boldly going where no man has gone before. The following are my ideas. Star Trek, custodial crew. Much like the lessons we learned during the pandemic, it is the essential workers that are the unsung heroes of any society. The people who vacuum the hallways and dust the bridge, the workers who make sure the space lavatories are freshly stocked. These guys aren't involved in whether or not the ship goes into warp speed, but they sure as hell have to clean up the mess that it causes. I want to see their stories. Where do they live? Are they given time off? I would imagine that food and lodging are a part of their employment, but how much do they make? It kind of rings of indentured servitude. Are there some folks who hate their job, but they just can't afford to go elsewhere because the Federation has them in golden handcuffs? In the actual Star Trek shows, for the most part, the majority of the captain's crew respect the captain. What about these folks? Do all the higher officers even know the names of the custodial crew? It could be like Good Times or Roseanne, set in a starship racing through the heavens. Star Trek Night Shift. I can say this as someone who's worked many a night shift. The night crew folks are just built different. The atmosphere is laid back, but work gets done. There's a manager hierarchy, but as long as everyone's cool, the late night boss isn't going to hassle anyone. I would like to see the midnight antics of Star Trek Third Shift. The crew members probably have it all down to a science. No pun intended. They check the controls and switches at the beginning of the shift, and about an hour before the shift ends, they will run the mandatory reports, but in the middle, there's a lot of fucking around. They have competitions to see how many times they can spin around in the captain's chair. They have found a way to get Netflix on that big front screen. Sometimes they'll have the ensign and they'll beam them on with their transporters to get fast food from a nearby planet. It's going to be a lot of fun. It would be like Clerks set in a spaceship racing through the heavens. Star Trek, teen life. With a few exceptions like Wesley Crusher, Worf's son, and that Deep Space Nine kid, children aren't given a whole lot of storylines. Are all the children treated equal? Do the children of the higher-ranking officers go to school with the common children? Are there enough teacher-to-student ratio to have grade levels? Are all the pupils taught skills that are related to space things? Is there any designated area just for teens? I'd like to see a show that features a group of ornery galaxy-traveling kids. The worst offender could be the kid of someone prominent. They can have love triangles and get into all sorts of mischief. Of course, their parents won't understand them. They could form a band and somehow have a musical number in every couple of episodes. It would be like Saved by the Bell, set in the starship, racing through the heavens. Are any of my readers Star Trek fans? Post in the comments below and tell me what type of Star Trek series you'd like to see.